Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, my good people, to the Chosen Ones Tune-Up Podcast Show. Here today with me, Miss Reverend Sade S. Burks, DD Visionary and Motivational Speaker. How you guys doing out there today? I pray everything is going well and everyone is okay, okay, okay. Now we are back today. I'm back with another new episode and the title and the topic of the day. And I just want to say, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Do y'all hear me out there? I'm talking to you, 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 and you. Today, it's a new month, a new day, and a new year. 22. It's time to speak, set some positive intentions, and speak some powerful. Powerful. Affirmations into your new month, your new day, and this new year. Amen. So let the universe know what you really need and want to see manifested into your life at this time. Amen. Set those intentions this morning, right now. Amen. Today is Sunday Fun Day. Sunday Fun Day. And today's topic is how God works through imperfection. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God works through imperfection. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Just know you will win. Amen. Oh, yes, you will. You will win. And this is season number 5 and episode number 14. Okay, so let's get it started. I am going from rags to riches. I will it so. I will it so. I will it so. So be it. I am closing out all old karmic cycles today, today, today. Yes, I will receive a huge amount of money, an increase, and I will be very happy about it. I will get good news. I will never, ever lack again in Jesus' name. Amen. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Do y'all hear me out there? I am talking to you. So let's get in here with a little devotion because today is Sunday Fun Day. And as Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. And thy God, my God. And that was coming from Ruth 1:16. Again, that's coming from Ruth 1:16. So, as Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee, Lord. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Amen. Now, Ruth had every reason, humanly speaking, to leave her mother-in-law, Naomi, as her sister Oprah had just done. But she would not do it. Why? It was because of more than mere social and emotional attachment. And it certainly was not for a financial gain. In fact, she faced the possibility of being a social outcast. Yeah, she was facing it, being a social outcast in Israel, and of remaining unmarried for life. Whereas she could easily find a new husband in Moab. She was a beautiful woman. She could easily do this. But Ruth would not go back to the old gods and old ways of her past. She steadily clung to the Lord Jehovah, having been converted to him in her heart. Amen. So let us pray. Ruth was a virtuous woman in the Hebrew, a woman of strength. She was willing to endure hardship and face an uncertain future in this life for the sake of taking care of her mother-in-law, who had shown kindness to her, and to be true to her God. May we learn from her good example, and not let trying circumstances cause us to cease to follow you, Lord. Amen. Lord, please help me to not allow trying circumstances to cause me to cease to follow you, Lord. Amen. 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 Again, my good people, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Chosen Ones Tune-Up Show. This is a tune-up. Yes, so many of us are spiritually inclined. We know the Lord, you know, but as we walk this journey, this tedious journey, we do get weary at times. And we are to encourage one another. And that's what this spiritual tune-up is all about. Like I said, sometimes you have to take your car to get those spark plugs checked. You got to get those wires checked, you know, and we got to get ourselves checked spiritually to make sure that we are on the right path and that we are raring to go. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Does anyone hear me out there? Remember, anytime Jesus is working on the line, amazing things can be expected. Small steps of faith can take you to great places when you are directed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let the Lord lead you. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in to this word of today. Dear Jesus, you healed the sick. You blessed the oppressed. You multiply to bless people in the Bible and meet their needs. Now, O Lord, we bless all of the listeners out there today, Lord. We know this dear one on this very day is standing in need, Lord. And I just ask that you would touch many hearts today, Father. Now, I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. And that's coming from St. John 14:29. Now, I have told you before it comes to pass, that when it comes to pass, you might believe. And that's coming from John 14:29, St. John. Remember that Jesus said to you, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and I will be with you until the end of time. And it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And that's coming from Acts. Remember, God can make your dreams come true. God can give you that healing that you're standing in need for. God can bless you with that dream home that you've been dreaming of. Yes, He can. God made it possible for me, and God can make it possible for you to buy that house that you've been riding by every day, to get that healing that you've been standing in the need of. Just remember that. I believe that something glorious is about to take place in your life. Through faith, God is poised to connect you to amount of money that you can have a positive impact on your life and reach far into the future. Yes, I say, God is prepared to do something at your home, in your personal life, and in your immediate future. In the Holy Spirit, I see that your life is at a major turning point. I pray for you this morning, and I feel the Holy Spirit spoke these words. I will give favor due to the willing spirit. Behold, I will do a new thing that shall surpass all before in faith, says the Lord. To build your faith. God spoke to us in the Holy Spirit as clearly as one person to another and said, you will endure. You will endure. As certainly you know that I can do it. God loved Abraham and He bestowed unlimited blessings upon him. Abraham made mistakes, but he recovered. He believed that his future was greater than his past. God showed us in the Spirit that this applies to you too, to me too, to us. You will recover from your mistakes like Abraham. Your future is greater than your past. So I feel the emotions, anxieties, pain, and needs when we are praying. And I'm praying for you. God said that it is time that we ask largely through prayer and agreeing faith. God is prepared to make a way for you out of matters that seem to have you bogged down and unable to proceed with life. I believe that something glorious is about to take place in your life. Through faith, God is poised to connect you to what you want. Amen. Amen, amen. So remember this one thing before I go. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Again, I say, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. God has been touched by the cries from our heart. As we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, the actions we take will be directed by the Holy Spirit to remove the seemingly giant situations we are facing. Your act of faith will release God's ordained miracle blessings in your life. Remember that. It's your act of faith. So again, I want to thank you all for tuning in again to the Chosen Ones Tune Up podcast show today, hosted by me, Miss Reverend Sade S. Burks, DD Visionary and Motivational Speaker. And yes, 222 is a year of vision. And I want to thank you guys. And remember, please subscribe, become a sponsor, donate, like, and share. It is well and greatly appreciated. Please and thank you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful blessed day. And I pray today I have touched many souls and hearts.